I've got two fantastic actors from the upcoming musical And the Tony Goes To hitting the stage June 19th to the 21st at the Fringe Arts Barn. Please welcome Emily Barnashoni and Malik Hinton, two of the stars bringing the high-energy jukebox musical to life. Emily and Malik, let's start with your roles. Who are you playing in And the Tony Award Goes To, and how did you both get involved in this wild ride of a show?
Well, I play Jeremy Stroman, who is the lead and, frankly, the only choreographer of the show. Why? You'll have to come and see and find out. But I
cliffhanger.
Choreographed the show, put it together. I have some romantic entanglement, maybe. And I've been in, with EMT for about 2 years. This is my second season with them. Emily, how about you?
I am playing Penny. It's part of like a little trio of girls, and she's supposed to be a little bit airheaded. So she's kind of
shocker.
I've been typecasted into this. She is just kind of like a high energy performer, and she follows her friends along, and she's excited to be there. I got into Edmonton Musical Theater in 2016, actually. My mom wanted me to keep doing theater after I was done with high school. She found EMT, and then she made me audition for it, and I've just been with them ever since. Yeah, every year I'll do their major show, and I've done a couple fundraisers, so I've been with them for quite a bit.
I love how your mom's like, you're going to continue doing this. Usually parents are like, please don't get into the arts. You're not making any money.
My dad doesn't like it. He calls it prancing. He's like, yeah, you can find your own way there.
He calls it prancing.
My mom supports it, and that's all that matters to me.
I think there's actually quite the world in it, so much so that my daughter is at UVic taking the theater program.
That's awesome.
So I'm also hoping that she ends up employed at the end of this, and you're giving me hope. You both are giving me
good.
Some hope.
Oh, absolutely. Just don't look
our
bill statements, our overdue rent. Yeah, just don't.
I won't look at your bank account, okay? Okay.
We do it for fun, right? Not the paycheck.
Yeah, that's right. Malik. Paint us a picture. What's this show all about? I heard there's an impending storm and a missing headliner. What can audiences expect?
Impending doom? Maybe it's a foresee to the future. The Ooh. Show is set in 2047. It's a Sunday. And, during this specific year's theater season, there's no new musical written. Rather, it's homages to some of the great Broadway productions of the past. And then so, on the day of the 100th Tony Awards, which also will be coincidingly 2047. See how that works out?
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
I see what you did there.
You see? But it'll be televised all over the world. But suddenly, an apocalyptic huge storm hits New York City and shuts everything down. The performing cast is already at Radio City Music Hall. They have to figure out what the heck they're going to do. Will they succumb to the storm? Will they figure it out? There's producer Max, director Harold, me, choreographer Jeremy, choreographer Jeremy.
Okay.
And we got to figure out how to scramble and put a show together. We have actors envying for the center of stage. We have Broadway legends like Glenn Desmond coming in. We have a new rising star, Catherine. And we got to figure out if we're going to find a headliner or not find a headliner, or if the apocalyptic storm will doom us all.
I feel like this could happen way sooner than 2047, right?
Yeah, I looked at the forecast next week in Alberta. Holy.
You never know. Emily, Edmonton Musical Theater has been a staple in the city for almost 5 decades now. What else does EMT offer the community, in your opinion, and what's been the key to its staying power?
We have programs that we offer from September till March, and those have really high quality instructors that really put their effort and time into teaching. The other things that we offer are just super fun events. So we have fundraisers where there's karaoke's or it's like we've done a whole dinner and a show before. It's just a super fun process to be able to see the community theater and see the work that goes behind it. And we have summer camps for kids. It's just a lot to offer throughout the whole entire year. And so it really gives something for everybody who wants to try it out. Additionally, obviously, we put on a major show every year, and that draws in a lot of people to try an audition. It's always a really strong community within that cast or the ensemble, so people do tend to want to come back because they feel connected and seen. Edmonton Musical Theatre was voted among the top 5 to learn theatre in Edmonton, so I think that's another reason why we've been so prominent all these years, is just because we truly do offer some of the best programs.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, feeling connected, having high-quality programming is so key in this city. So, Malik, give us some details. When can people see this show, and how do they snag these tickets before they're all gone?
Well, I gotta tell you, just to double down on what Emily just said, if Edmonton Musical Theater can teach me to dance, that's high quality instruction. Now, if you're looking to come see the show, Thursday, the 19th of June, we open in the Westbury Theater, part of the ATB Arts Barn over on just off of White Ave. Tickets are $35 for adult, $30 for youth, senior, or students. And if you're under 12 years old, only $20 from mommy and daddy. Tickets are available at the Fringe box office. And if you're looking for any more information about the show, you can always check out Edmonton Musical Theater on all our social media or go to edmontonmusicaltheater.com.
And you might be able to even win some tickets to this amazing show on The Raven.
On The Raven. The Raven, The Raven, The Raven.
Woohoo. Can you do actually the Raven sound?
Yeah!
Emily, I heard this isn't the last time we're going to see the two of you share the stage. Can you give us a sneak peek into what's next with you two?
Malik and myself are actually both cast in Holly Derbyshire's show. All You Need is Lova, Lova, Lova. It's a little play, kind of like if you think of Romeo and Juliet, but there's a third person involved who just wants Juliet's money, except her name's not Juliet. It's Isabella, and Flavio is her lover. I play Isabella, and Malik plays Flavio.
So you guys are lovers in this next play?
In the next one, yes.
I can't wait.
Well, yeah, Emily can wait.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
So that one will be our Fringe show. I think that there's 10 performances.
Yeah, 10 performances from August 14th until the 24th. And that's going to be done at Woodcroft Hall over in Westmount.
And things might get a little bit whipped creamy, so you don't want to miss that.
I have no words for that.
Leave it there.
I'm going to leave it there.
You absolutely have to catch this show because these two are so hilarious and this has been so much fun. Maybe one of my favorite interviews so far on The Raven. We've been laughing the whole time, so catch. And the Tony Award goes to June 19th to the 21st at the Fringe Arts Barn featuring Hits You Love from Wicked, Moulin Rouge, A Chorus Line. That's also in there.
Line.
Wow. So, so good. Emily, Malik, do I say this? Break a leg? Do people still say that in theater?
That is correct. Yeah. Okay. Say break a leg.
Break a leg. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks for all the laughs.